You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on March 24, 2021, and is titled, Pick Your Lamb. So grab your Bible, turn to the book of Exodus, and let's join Steve and the message.
And it began even beyond the time of creation. But when God established his Passover and he delivered the Israelites from the clutches of tyranny, the clutches of slavery, and he did it by the blood of the Lamb. And then he did it again for the outsiders. You see, that was done for the nation of Israel. Then he did it for the outsiders by choosing a lamb for himself, and his name was Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man. And he came on this very same time frame. What this weekend represents, dusk Saturday to dusk on Sunday, leading into the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days, seven more days. And so what he did was he established an opportunity for us to have a covenant. And so we're exercising that. For those of you that have been around here for a long time, and we're going to talk about it more tonight, but you've been with us as we've learned, as Robin and I, many of us have learned the significance of these things that have been lost in translation or lost in tradition, lost generationally, when the Bible tells us that to observe the Passover so that the generations will know, so your sons and daughters will know what the Lord has done for you. And so this weekend when we get ready Sunday night, I'll mention it again in case some of them are just now tuning in or tune in later. Sunday evening, for those of you that don't know, pay close attention. Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at the courthouse, we're going to read our proclamation. If you don't know what that is, you'll figure it out by the time you get done Sunday night. But we are reclaiming the land. And we're reclaiming the land for the glory of God. We're taking what's been promised us out of the courtrooms of heaven. We're committing ourselves to the government of God, that the land would respond to the government of God, that we would sow the seed of potential for our county, for our communities, even for our own kitchen table. Something we've been doing around here now annually. We've been learning and growing in this. And now is the time for the United States of America. Now is the time for a new time in history. I listened to David Barton today as they taught on the revivals in America, on the first and second and awakening and third, if you divide one of them in half. And so maybe all my knowledge and verbiage hasn't been totally correct because I've referred to the one that evolved into a nation in 1737, 1740 to be exact. But I also know that in 2021, excuse me, 2021. 2001, that was 9/11. You come 20 years later and here we are. We did something that this country's never had to experience before for this length of time. Was warfare that came right straight from the pit of hell, and they named it COVID-19. They shot a spirit of fear through a fire hose, and the institution of religion stood up and took a big drink. And so through all that, we've had altered elections. We've had all kinds of political warfare. Now the Luciferian theology that runs our nation is taking their level of stupidity and pouring it out on us like a 25-gallon bucket about every hour. And so here we are. And in every revival, every awakening in America, one guy, one group of people began to believe God for what he's promised. And they began to preach truth. That truth does not fit the ears of the religious institution. That truth does not fit the ears of a Luciferian government. That truth will not fit the ears of the institution of altered deceitful even education system. Those three institutions in America are what have really taken us to the ditch, because bad theology, subjective reasoning, the denial of absolute truth of the Bible has caused us to end up where we are. And so on this Passover, on the 28th day of March, at the second dusk, the closing of Passover, we're going to meet at the courthouse at 6 o'clock. We're going to take communion together. We're going to teach about Jesus being our Passover lamb. We're going to talk about what covenant means in a bilateral agreement for a minute. We're going to establish a foundation for reclaiming our county. And we're going to do that at 6 o'clock. And so I encourage you, because here's what I did not do. I did not send an invitation to every church in town. I've done that already. I didn't put an ad in the newspaper. I didn't put it on the radio. We've ministered through our resources. We've put information out there. Here's my challenge to you for the next few days. It's for those of you that have sat here and you've listened, hopefully you've learned, hopefully you've went and studied for yourself, hopefully you've been prayerful about this, that God would lead you in some way, shape, or form. But if anybody from this county, this community, this area shows up at 6 o'clock on the 28th of March at our courthouse, it'll be because you brought them there. That God will use you. I'm telling you tonight, you are not going to get to pray them in there. Boy, it gets quiet. When I interrupt your prayer meetings, it gets really quiet. This is not going to be done by God doing it for us. He's either going to do it with us, or we're going to suffer the consequence. We're either going to engage with him, and we're going to do some things we never tried before. We're going to listen to God, and we're going to obey him, or we're just going to fail miserably. All I can tell you is I know for a fact me and that lady right there are going to do our part. I had a lady call me today and talking about this from way off somewhere. And just by the way, they're coming from all over the United States, and I can't talk them out of it. I told somebody today, I said, I don't know if anybody in Bailey County will be there, but they're going to be here from everywhere else in America. But we were talking about it today, and she was just so encouraging and so enthused. I'd never met this lady. And I said, well, ma'am, here's how it's going to go from here on out, as far as my nation is concerned, and as far as my promise with God and his promise to me. If you walked up to me and put a gun to my forehead and said, you're not going to do this, I'm fixing to knock the bazookas out of you, and I'm going to do it anyhow. We're not going to do this. You got to get that. We're not going to do this. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Esther 4 has been repeated and spoken over me and Robin now about 150 times. We've got a plaque in the back of our seat of my pickup that was given to us. Esther 4 said, you were created for such a time as this. And it just keeps coming up. Now, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about us. The body of Christ. One more thing before Micah sings tonight that I want you to know. Because the words that I'm speaking are being heard by men and women of God across this nation. You know why? Just got a word while I was sitting back there talking to Jess a while ago. And it fits biblically perfectly. You know, as you pray to God and get a word from God in the seasons of your life, you'll get an individual word. You'll get a word that makes sense to you for the seasons of your life. When God brings a word for an age, he does it collectively in the body of Christ. So the only thing I can deduce from that is God's people are hearing the same thing we're hearing. If you're not hearing it, I don't know whose people you are. God's trying to save a nation for your generations. And the responsibility is on us. So if you think that Sunday night is important, and you think somebody ought to be there, don't put them on your prayer list. Get your feet to moving. Get down there and you invite them. If they say, why is it a big deal? Know already before you get there why it's a big deal. Because it is a big deal. This will be the first county in America to do this. And over the next 12 months, many, many, many counties will follow suit. You think global warming is a valid word that come from a nunchucks like Al Gore, a Luciferian idiot? No. It's Lucifer's name for the curse that we brought on our land. Nobody said that. I just said it out loud to the whole world. Global warming is Lucifer's name for a curse that's on our land because we're a disobedient people. The land is cursed. You know why Bailey County can't get 3 flakes of snow? For whom much has been given, much is expected. Now, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost on me tonight, stouter than 9 acres of garlic. We either do this, and we do this right now. I said this last year at Passover when we all waved our stick, or some of us. Everybody else just kind of wanted to listen. I'm telling you tonight, you got about 3 days. Get your ducks in a row. I'm not going for in a group. Get them in a row. We got one shot to do this. Don't get 2 shots. You get 1 shot. I ain't jacking around. God ain't jacking around. This is all up for grabs. This isn't about good versus evil. This is about evil people versus God's people. People. Us-ins. We got to do this. So tonight we're going to talk about Passover. Tonight, we're going to do just like Jehoshaphat. There's a big job on the other side of the hill, so bring in the band, and we're going to sing a little bit. That's all in the Bible, if you hadn't read it yet. We're going to get fired up, and we're going to get ready. Let me tell you the best news before we sing. Anything that comes from the pit of hell has no power against God's people. No power against God's people. You may have to get a little of it on you. You know, when they're doing 9 plagues over the whole house of Egypt, the Israelites had to get a little of it on you. You know, when the gnats all come and all the stuff, and you got to swallow a few gnats, but you're going to come out this other side. We're going to be just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But you got to run to the fire. You can't stand back and watch everybody else run to the fire. Everybody's got to have a foot race to the fire. And that's what we got to do. So let's do it. I'm telling you, there's not one thing the devil can do to knock us down, set us back, do anything. Bring the whole cotton-picking herd up. But you're going to have to be honest. You're going to have to be truthful. You're going to have to be committed. And you're going to have to be brave. Because your friends and neighbors that's been singing Kumbaya in the building with you since Moby Dick was a minute just ain't going to quite understand it. Handle them. Give them their chance to come into covenant with God. Quit pretending like institutionalized church people are all born again. They're not. They're not. I've hung out with some of them. Some of them are mean. Born again. It's on us. Don't invite them in here for me to preach to them. Handle them. It's your deal. It's your call tonight. Handle them. Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in your body and the living stones. Thank you for the word of truth that was inspired into the minds and hands of men. The word of truth that's complete, your word, God, and from start to finish. We thank you for it, Lord, the sword of the Spirit. Tonight, Lord, as we get ready to engage in your calendar, in your Passover, as we get ready to claim our county for your glory, Lord, let us not be fearful, but let us be fearless. Let us have tenacity. Let us have compassion. Let us be strong. Let us be brave. Let us be of good cheer and be of good courage as we go forward to claim our land a land that you promised, Lord, for your glory. Lord, we expect your land. We expect your created earth to respond to you, God, if only we'll respond. God, we're expecting water tables to come back. We're expecting vegetation to come back. We're expecting commerce to come back. But more than that, we're expecting righteousness to come back. We're expecting holiness to come back. We're expecting godliness to come back. And that God, that the men and women who don't know you in this county will fear you, God, and fear your people, for they know that we have been with you. So, Lord, we bless you tonight, and we give you all the praise and glory, Jesus. In your mighty name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's have a little church. How many of y'all like it when Micah gets to be here with us? Amen. Well, I'm going to sit up here at the kitchen table tonight because I like the kitchen table. And besides that, my carcass is tired. Anybody else got a tired carcass? How many of y'all are alive in the spirit, though? Woohoo! Yeah, there you go. Hey, talking again about Sunday evening. Now we've had a little time and a few more people are on the computer and some more of them in the building. We're going to need a little bit of help. If, some of you people want to volunteer to help, where's Curtis Preston? Right here, Curtis Preston, kind of going to head things up. We don't need much. We're going to have to set out a couple tables, put out some water. This kind of looks like it's turning into a little bigger deal than I planned on. If you want to bring your lawn chairs when you come, you might do that. We're going to put out some chairs. So if you want to volunteer to help, Robin and I will be coming in that morning from out of town. And so, tell Curtis and, or Alan will be here Sunday morning at Bible study at 9 o'clock. Tell him or find out where to get. And we'd sure appreciate a little help. Anybody wants to help out a little. And we promise not to work you too hard. But anyhow, let's get in your Bibles here to the 12th chapter of Exodus. And we're going to talk about this again. I think it's something that needs to continue to be talked about. It's the Exodus that we talk about it at Passover. This leads up to Passover and a lot of significant things. Some of you, we participated in different years with different things. Seder meals and, you know, what the bitter herb represents and the unleavened and the bread and all the different things that are represented in the Seder meal. But the main gist of the thing is the Passover is the epitome of covenant and deliverance. It's the deliverance of God's people, but not till they came into covenant with Him. What is covenant? They had to obey, didn't they? He gave them instructions. He gave them a strategy. But if you don't obey, it's not going to work. How many of us have come to a place in our Christian life over generations of time that believe God's going to do anything and everything no matter what we do? You got to admit that's kind of how we roll, isn't it? Well, God's got a plan and I just got to get in it. No, God's got a plan and you got to pull it off. And you can't just sit around waiting on the next guy. And so in chapter 12 here, the Passover, this is why it's so essential. So when you tell me that you're a New Testament church, are you telling me that you've never read Exodus 12? Are you telling me that Exodus 12 is not relevant anymore? Because if you don't understand Passover out of Exodus 12, you don't understand the Jesus that came and shed his blood to save you. You're one of them that believe that you got a little dabble, do you, and you're going to heaven. But you're still held captive by your sin. You're still held captive by a past life. You're still held captive by the trickery of the devil. You're still held captive. You're still living under the curse while you call yourself blessed. Heard a good message the other day. Said, if you're blessed, it's because you suffer much persecution. So I just wanted the next guy that walks up and tells me how blessed he is by God. I'm expecting to see a black eye. You mean you're blessed? Because you don't have any trials, any tribulations? No, you heard that nonsense that came down the pike from the institution somewhere. A guy that's sold out to do God's strategies. Going to have to do a little stuff, and it ain't going to be easy. And sometimes, if we read on, I doubt we do tonight. But if you'll read this whole thing, you'll find out that even God told Moses how to lead the people, and he took them the long way around. I wonder how many of them was in the herd going, hey, there's a shortcut. You reckon? Come on, Mo. We can get there faster if we just cut through the woods over here. It took him a long way around. Why? Because he just did what God told him to do. That's it. That's what these people did. They did what God told them to do. So he says here in chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. I think that was either yesterday or the day before. Dawn, which one was it? Day before? Yesterday. Yesterday was the day. That would have been the 10th day of what's known now as Nisan, correct? And that would be the first calendar month. And so on the 10th day, you were supposed to pick a lamb. And so that's very important. It says, and if the household is too small for the lamb, or he said, pick a lamb for the household, and if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbors next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall take account for your lamb. Now, there's a whole lot of different things we can talk about. I'm going to hit a few high spots here. Your lamb, this is important, verse 5, your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, you may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Without blemish. First year. Who gets struck down in all of Egypt in the 10th plague? Firstborn. No different than the one and only begotten. First fruits. It all ties together in a big, big way. Your lamb shall be without blemish. I read that. Verse 6 says, now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. Now see, he's given a specific time, a specific day. You know what we do, and I don't want to mess anybody. I don't want to mess up anybody's Sunday afternoon here in about a week. But we celebrate a resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't give two rotten eggs. They'll use the eggs about the day, as long as it fits Sunday. So even Pentecost comes in the factor of 49 instead of 50. Because of that, and we're going to miss Passover now by 8 days or something. And then you're going to miss it because you went 49 instead of 50. And so in the Christian community now, we'll celebrate resurrection several days after Jesus was actually resurrected. And so then we're going to, the few that are left in America that might actually celebrate Pentecost, we'll miss that by 8 or 9 days now. And right here in the Bible, he said on the 14th day of Nisan, the first month, he gave a specific time. Is this important or not? What's more important, God's word out of this book or Constantinian carnalized, institutionalized religion? Just asking. I'm not telling. I'm just asking. Don't get mad at me. I know you might have already bought your bonnet. We're going to be here on Resurrection Sunday. We're going to go ahead and seize the opportunity. He says, keep that day, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat. See, it's very significant about the blood. See, the only way you come into covenant, the only way that you get delivered, is you got to be under the blood. That's it. And it's got to be the blood of the Lamb, the chosen Lamb. And so they had instructions from God on this day, get you a lamb. On this day, at this specific time, I want you to kill it. Now on this day, I want you to take the blood and I want you to put it on the door. Then they shall eat the flesh that night, roasted in fire, unleavened bread with bitter herbs. Here comes your Seder meal. Do not eat it raw, boiled with all water, but roast in fire, its heads, legs, and entrails.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Pick Your Lamb. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship, and you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.